You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The National Weather Service says Northeast Wisconsin can expect 3 to 4 inches of snow in the northern part of our listening area and up to 6 inches in the southern portion as a winter storm moves through the region today. The majority of the accumulation is expected this evening. Once this passes, another snow event is headed our way on Friday. With single-digit temperatures a common occurrence and wind chills below zero, a new daytime warming center has opened in Neenah. The shelter at St. Paul's Lutheran Church on North Commercial Street will be open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. any day that the morning temperature is 10 degrees or colder. The warming shelter is open to all and can serve up to 25 people at a time. The City of Green Bay and C. Rice have devised a plan to move the massive coal piles on Mason Street to the former J.P. Pulliam Generation Station, freeing up the waterfront property for redevelopment for commercial, restaurant, and other downtown-friendly development. While these two entities agree, everything hinges on whether Brown County and C. Rice can come together on a use for the Pulliam plant site. The city's redevelopment authority recommends that the Common Council approve the memo of understanding with C. Rice at its March 4th meeting. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens over their son's asthma death. Shannon and William Schmidtneck's 22-year-old son Cole died in January of last year. According to the lawsuit, their son stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton and was told that the price of his inhaler had jumped from $66 to $539 out of pocket. He left the pharmacy without the medication and tried to manage his condition with a rescue inhaler. The lawsuit says he suffered a fatal asthma attack a few days later. The couple alleges Optum Rx violated Wisconsin law by raising the cost of the medication without a valid medical reason and failed to notify their son so that he could talk to his doctor about alternatives. When 50-year-old Dennis Sutrick pleaded no contest to first-degree reckless homicide for the August 2020 murder of a woman at an Ashwaubenon hotel, he said he didn't understand the plea deal and that his lawyer was ineffective. That was the basis of his motion for the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. In a 12-page ruling Tuesday, the court rejected his arguments and denied his appeal. Sutrick is serving a 40-year prison sentence for his conviction. Funding for new electric vehicle charging stations all across Wisconsin is now up in the air just days after Governor Evers celebrated the first ones to open in the Northwest region. In a memo last week, Federal Highway Administration officials suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was used to build the charging stations in the region. The freeze could cost the state nearly $7 million that had already been approved for 15 projects. The state had planned to award roughly $22 million for 53 projects in total. The City of Green Bay will receive over $3.9 million to replace 3 buses in its transit system. The money comes from fines collected from Volkswagen for cheating on emissions tests in the 2010s. The new buses will replace old, energy-inefficient buses using the funding from the State of Wisconsin Transit Capital Assistance Grant Program. The program is funded through a court settlement resulting from Volkswagen violating the federal Clean Air Act. Janesville, Wausau, and Beloit will share in the $11.8 million in grants announced this week. The race for the state Supreme Court is getting expensive. You've probably heard or seen ads supporting either Dane County Judge Susan Crawford or Waukesha County Judge and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. January's campaign finance reports show the Crawford campaign raised $2.8 million and Schimmel's $2 million. Supreme Court elections are officially nonpartisan, but in this race, Schimmel is backed by Republicans and conservative groups, while Crawford has the support of liberals and Democrats. The winner of the April 1st election will serve a 10-year term. Four students escaped serious injury Tuesday when a truck pulling a trailer collided with a school bus in Royalton. Waupaca County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened when the school bus was stopped to allow children off. The truck failed to stop and hit the bus. Two students had just stepped off of it. Another was exiting the bus when the crash happened. One student was still seated on the bus. No serious injuries were reported. Green Bay Area Public Schools purchased and installed 66 new Zoll AED3 units to replace its current automatic external defibrillators and provide dedicated units for athletic trainers. The school district said the changeout happened in February, American Heart Month. The district said in a press release that they replaced all of the AEDs at one time to allow for uniformity in staff training and purchasing replacement parts. Valentine's Day is Friday, and if you put off ordering flowers for your sweetheart to the very last moment, you might end up falling for a scam. Here's Melissa Kay with that story.
Turning to online florists for last-minute orders may seem like the answer if you wait too late, but you may end up with a disappointing arrangement or no flowers at all. The scams can play out in multiple ways, but the end result is always frustration and sometimes stolen personal and payment information. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau recommends you research the seller, read customer reviews, verify the seller's contact info, check that the website is secure, use secure payment methods such as a credit card, and understand order placement and delivery timelines, among other tips. You can find more information and check for BBB accredited florists at BBB.org.
The Wisconsin DNR says Haley Herzig of Fond du Lac made history over the weekend when she caught the fourth largest sturgeon ever harvested in Wisconsin. The 22-year-old first-time spearer caught a 108-pound female measuring 79.3 inches. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the game was a big fat dud, Super Bowl 59 drew 126 million viewers in the U.S., making it the most watched Super Bowl ever. This year's game drew 2% more viewers than last year's, which was the most watched game at the time. Super Bowl 59 also saw an all-time high when it came to streaming viewers, with 14 million thanks mostly to people using Tubi. Here's a recommendation if you're looking for a good suspense film. The film September 5 is about how ABC Sports was thrust into a situation where they were forced to cover the 1972 Munich Olympic Village hostage situation involving Israeli athletes. The movie has a very realistic look, making you feel like you're in the 70s, and great performances from a really solid cast. September 5 is only an hour and a half long and flies by thanks to great newsroom drama. It is available to stream on Fandango. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol, who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way today from this morning right on through this evening. Overall, we're looking at around 2 to 4, maybe a little more inches by the time it winds down overnight tonight. Our high today near 20. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.